Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Menghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Seattle Magnolia Summerfest invites Falun Dafa practitioners to participate. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate in the Seattle, Washington's Magnolia Summerfest on Saturday, August 6th of this year. The Waist Drum Team and the group's wonderful message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance had a positive influence on the thousands of spectators along the route. The entire event was 3 days long and included parades, exhibition stalls, live music performances, and outdoor movies. The parade began at 10:30 a.m. The Falun Dafa group was led by practitioners holding banners that said Falun Dafa and truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Young practitioners holding lotus flowers came next, followed by the Waist Drum Team with dozens of members. Wearing their bright yellow outfits, the practitioners played Dafa songs and spectators clapped and cheered. Practitioners shared informational brochures with supporters along the parade route. When the group passed by the podium, the MC introduced Falun Dafa and Chinese waist drum to the audience. The MC said, "Although Falun Gong has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party for 23 years, the Falun Gong practitioners in China are still courageously persisting in their cultivation. Here we celebrate their enormous courage. Falun Dafa is free for everyone. If you would like to find more information about Falun Dafa, please visit falundafa.org." When a woman said how much she liked the Falun Dafa performance, a practitioner told her about Dafa's miraculous healing effects and that it is being persecuted by the CCP in China. She expressed her gratitude for the information. After the parade ended, the Falun Dafa contingent received many compliments and acknowledgments. Andy, a parade organizer, commented, "It is really hard to believe that the organs of these cultivators are being harvested while they are still alive. I am very happy that you appear in public and let people know about you all."
New list of perpetrators submitted to 38 governments on the 23rd anniversary of the persecution of Falun Gong. July 20th, this year marked the 23rd anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party's brutal suppression of the spiritual practice called Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa. Over the past 2 weeks, Falun Gong practitioners in 38 countries have compiled and submitted updated lists of perpetrators to their respective governments, urging them to hold the perpetrators accountable. Among these countries were the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, as well as 23 countries in the European Union and 10 countries in Asia, Europe, and the Americas. The practitioners proposed barring the perpetrators and their families from entering the 38 countries, as well as freezing their assets in those countries. The submitted lists include names and details of the perpetrators' crimes compiled from the Menghui reports. Officials from the U.S. State Department said that the information provided by Falun Gong practitioners in the past was credible and professionally presented, and could serve as a template for other organizations. The sanctioning of human rights violators has been implemented in more and more countries. The U.S. Global Magnitsky Act, passed in 2016, was originally designed to remain effective for 6 years and was to expire on December 23, 2022. But the U.S. Congress updated the law this year, making it permanent. U.S. State Department officials encouraged religious and faith organizations to submit lists of human rights perpetrators because there are a variety of legal measures available for holding perpetrators accountable. Although legal procedures involving the Global Magnitsky Act can be complicated, there are other consequences that are easier to bring about and can be applied to both the perpetrators and their family members. Among them are those having to do with general immigration and border security. So far, Human Rights Accountability Acts have been adopted by the U.S., Canada, the U.K., Australia, and 27 EU countries. Norway has the Act on the Implementation of International Sanctions for Human Rights Violators to draw from. Parliament and human rights groups in Japan are discussing similar laws, although the Japanese government can already refer to existing laws related to foreign trade to sanction human rights violators through freezing their assets or denying entry.
Croatia. Activities held in two cities to protest the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa practitioners in Croatia held activities in Riga and Rovinj on July 23rd and 25th to expose the Chinese Communist Party's brutal persecution and share information with tourists and locals alike about their beneficial spiritual practice. Practitioners also held a candlelight vigil to commemorate practitioners who died from the persecution. In Riga, immediately after practitioners set up their booth, people came to sign the petition against live organ harvesting. Nikola, a retired reporter from a former Zadar radio station, said he had not heard of Falun Dafa before, but knew that China had many problems. When he learned that the CCP conducts organ harvesting from practitioners while they are alive, he said, "This is something only criminal gangs would do." Another gentleman from Riga named Robert said after he signed the petition that he learned a lot about China through the Epic Times. He said it was difficult for people to know what was really happening now, as few media reported the truth. He told the practitioners that the Epic Times was a rare media that dares to tell the truth, and he often reprinted its articles on his independent media. In Rovinj, a mother and daughter from Germany received a practitioner's truth clarification in German. They said that live organ harvesting is horrible, yet they noticed the information seems to be kept secret since it is not being reported about in the mainstream media. Eric, who practices yoga, praised practitioners for telling people about the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. When he heard how practitioners are persecuted in China, he was shocked. A girl who hurried past the booth stopped when she saw the banner that read, "Stop the persecution of Falun Gong." She told practitioners that she had been to China and witnessed how the CCP police brutally treated practitioners on the street. She said that she never signed any petitions, but she was happy to sign this one.
Newfoundland, Canada. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa at the Royal Regatta event. Falun Dafa practitioners introduced their spiritual practice at the Royal Regatta event in St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada, on August 4th. This is an annual outing organized by the City of St. John's, although the pandemic did force it to be canceled the preceding 2 years. Local practitioners set up an exhibition booth to inform St. John's city residents and the tourists from other regions about the practice and the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Dafa. Beautiful lotus flowers and two bright yellow banners with the Mandarin and English words, "Falun Dafa is good and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good," printed on them were displayed at their booth. Many people were attracted by the colorful flowers and expressed an interest in learning the peaceful meditation cultivation practice. A St. John's resident visited the DAFA information booth with her daughter, whom she had adopted from China. The mother expressed a fervent desire that more people learn about Falun Dafa. When she heard about the persecution and the live organ harvesting crimes that the CCP was perpetrating against Falun Dafa practitioners, she was shocked. She said she and her daughter had visited China in 2007, but this was the very first time she heard about it. She commended the local Falun Dafa practitioners for their efforts in spreading the truth. The lotus flowers attracted the attention of one young couple who asked for more information about Falun Dafa. An attentive practitioner gave them small truth clarification booklets, lotus flowers, and a Minghui magazine. The wife showed great enthusiasm for learning the practice and said that she would contact the local practitioners to join their group exercises.
Sacramento, California. Falun Dafa practitioners have a big impact on society. The California Expo was held in the state's capital, Sacramento, during the last 3 weeks of July this year. Despite the hot summer weather during the expo, practitioners reached out to a great many people from their information booth, where they passed out truth clarification materials. Many passers-by benefited from the DAFA practitioners sharing. The Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun DAFA practitioners was not news to some people. Encouraging words were offered. One person said, "I support you all the way," while another spoke about having seen Shenyun performances and learning about Falun Dafa. Expo organizers provided electric scooters to elderly and disabled attendees. One of the workers, David, shuttled people about and has played that role at the expo year after year. He said he loved his job because he enjoys helping others. The gentleman chatted with practitioners for a long time on the first day of the expo and happily accepted truth clarification materials and origami lotus flowers to share with event goers. When he met with practitioners on the following weekend, David relayed a memorable experience with a woman and her husband at the expo. He said he noticed a very upset woman at the event whose husband was trying to console her. Remembering that he had received some Falun Dafa materials, he stepped in and handed her Dafa materials and paper lotuses. The woman's upset ceased. Her frowns turned upside down immediately, and she was grateful for the materials he gave her. David went on to say, "Perhaps you do not know what a big impact you practitioners have on society. You are doing something very meaningful."
Guadeloupe, France. Practitioners hold events calling for an end to the persecution in China. This July 20th marked 23 years since the Chinese Communist Party began to suppress Falun Gong in China. Practitioners held a series of events in Guadeloupe, an overseas region of France, between July 17th and the 24th, to tell people about the brutality of the persecution and to call for an end to the human rights violations. There was a traditional sailing event around Guadeloupe on July 17th, and many tourists and locals were gathered. Falun Dafa practitioners took this opportunity to speak with the people waiting for the fleet to arrive. People were happy to know that there were Falun Dafa practice sites nearby when they expressed interest in the practice. Dafa practitioners held a truth clarification activity outside the Puente Pitre City Hall and the surrounding streets on July 20th, 2022. The director of an art center next to the municipal government suggested that the practitioners might hold an exercise teaching activity there. A young woman signed the petition and took some flyers to give to her colleagues and friends. an older gentleman stopped by and said that he hoped that the Chinese people would no longer have to live in fear and could oppose the CCP dictatorship. On July 24th in Nord Grande Terre, Falun Dafa practitioners talked to people about the persecution in China and collected signatures on a petition calling for an end to the atrocities.
Montreal, Canada. Celebration of 400 million people quitting the CCP. Falun Dafa practitioners held a parade in downtown Montreal on August 6 to formally recognize reaching the 400 million person mark for Chinese people who have quit the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. The parade finished in Chinatown, after which practitioners demonstrated the exercises and held a rally, communicating why it's important to distance oneself from the CCP. The parade was led by the Tiangao Marching Band. People responded warmly along the route, applauding with their thumbs up to express support. Huge banners with messages such as "Support 400 million Chinese quitting the CCP" spread the joyful news that there are many, many courageous people renouncing the Chinese Communist Party. The streets were filled with people owing to the many tourists. Many stopped to watch the colorful parade, and some said it emitted positive energy. Local residents also watched the parade from their balconies. At one point in the procession, a development consultant named Jolty, along with accompanying family members, applauded joyfully. He said, "I just saw that 400 million people have quit the CCP. I did not know about this before. I think this is great news. It is wonderful that you inform people of this through a parade." One family member said encouragingly, "You must continue doing this. Don't give up." They felt that the parade had a special energy. Jolty said it made him feel peaceful, and the parade had a strong summoning power. Joanne, who works in a shop in Rao, made a video recording of the parade and said she thought the parade was bringing great news to people. When the parade passed through Place d'Armes in Old Montreal, it caught the attention of Alain, a French tourist and history teacher, and his wife Saleh. They said they were drawn to the Tiangao Marching Band, and both noticed that the parade was well organized and disciplined. The husband said he was moved by the three words, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, on the banner. Since the Epoch Times published the 9 commentaries on the Chinese Communist Party in November of 2004, an increasing number of Chinese citizens have renounced their membership in the CCP and its affiliated organizations. Reaching the number of 400 million people through the global Quit the CCP website illustrates that decoupling from communism is recognized as vital on a global scale.
Washington State. Fa boat shines in Seattle Seafair Torchlight Parade. The Seafair returned on July 30th this year after a 2-year hiatus due to the pandemic. It is one of the largest summer celebrations in the Northwest U.S., with the Torchlight Parade boasting more than 100 groups. Practitioners float the Fa boat, as well as their resounding waist drum performances and exercise demonstrations, received warm applause and cheers from thousands of spectators along the parade route. This is the 16th year that Falun Dafa practitioners have participated in this event. The 16-meter-long Fa boat was handmade in the style of Ming Dynasty boats. Falun Dafa's principles, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, were written on the sides of the float. The sails stood 7 meters tall. The cherry blossoms painted on the boat symbolized the practitioner's strong faith and unyielding spirit in the face of the Chinese Communist Party's, CCP's, persecution. Having gone through several revisions, The float has won close to 20 awards in North America. Seafair organizers called the FAW boat the pride of Seattle Seafair. The host of KIRO-TV7 introduced their entry during the live broadcast. Based on truth, compassion, and tolerance, Falun Dafa meditation has been taught to communities since 1992. It is practiced by over 100 million people in 100 countries throughout the world. The host said that the colors of the practitioner's entry were warm and vibrant. He added, "They illuminate the torchlight sky, sweeping you off into a divine land." Resonant drum beats from dozens of waist drum dancers followed the float. Throughout the parade, many people greeted practitioners with waves and applause, and some parade-goers offered practitioners high fives. Some Chinese people recorded videos of the Falun Dafa procession and waved at practitioners. A local resident named Robert expressed that he believed that Falun Dafa brings people peace and said that he fully supports it. A woman watching the parade said, "This float is gorgeous. It uplifted my spirit as it passed by." Jimmy, an architect, said that he appreciated the culture and principles that practitioners brought to the parade. He said that the Chinese government persecuted Falun Dafa out of fear of losing power and control. Jimmy said with conviction, "The righteous will conquer the evil in the end."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.